USA News. I'm Ryan Daniels. Former President Trump is in Florida ahead of his arraignment on Tuesday, and he's speaking out about the federal indictment against him.
The former president wasted no time after landing in Miami to attack the Biden administration and the federal charges he's facing.
They've weaponized the Justice Department, absolutely weaponized it, in order to try and win an election where he's way behind.
In an interview on Radio Libre 790 in Miami, Trump said,
"There's never been anything like it. A witch hunt like this has never taken place. When you look at what they've done and when you look at the criminal acts and the horrible acts that they've committed, and then they come after me."
Trump is facing federal charges of possessing documents with national security implications. I'm John Schaefer.
Miami's mayor's promising residents and visitors the city is ready for whatever happens there amidst the Trump legal case. Mayor Francis Suarez on Monday.
"Everyone has a right to peacefully express themselves and exercise their constitutional rights."
Residents and businesses in a rural East Kentucky town were being told to shelter in place after an officer-involved shooting. Olive Hill police say an officer was shot from a wooded area, and the suspect was not seen. The injured officer was airlifted to a hospital. Olive Hill is about 85 miles east of Lexington. President Biden postponed a meeting with the head of NATO after undergoing a root canal procedure Monday.
The procedure has been successfully completed, and he'll be certainly working in the residence.
White House Press Secretary Karine Jean-Pierre said the president was doing just fine. Student loan payments are due starting October. The Department of Education said the pandemic pause on monthly federal student loan bills will resume this year. They say student loan interest will resume September 1st, with payments due beginning in October. This is USA News.
The inventor and CEO of MyPillow is always looking for ways to solve everyday problems. Have you ever picked up a towel set because it felt really soft in the store, but then when you go to use it, it's not very absorbent? It's basically a towel that's leaving you out to dry. That's why MyPillow has developed the MyPillow towels. Towels that work. I know, it's mind-blowing. Towels that actually dry you. The six-piece towels that includes two bath towels, two hand towels, and two washcloths. They come in a variety of colors, and right now you can receive a six-piece set for only $39.98 with promo code USA. Go to MyPillow.com right now and click on the Radio Listener Special. MyPillow products come with a 10-year warranty, and they have a 60-day money-back guarantee. To receive this amazing offer on the six-piece set of MyPillow towels, just go to MyPillow.com, click on the Radio Listener Special, and enter promo code USA, or call 800-951-8175. That's MyPillow.com, promo code USA.
Gender-affirming treatments will now be protected in New York City. This includes reassignment surgery and hormone therapy. Mayor Eric Adams signed an executive order prohibiting the use of city resources to detain people who provide lawful treatments. It also prohibits the city from cooperating with out-of-state investigations. A Senate committee is asking for details on the PGA Tour's merger with LIV Golf.
PGA and the Saudi-backed LIV Golf made a controversial merger to form a bigger organization in what lawmakers call a drastic reversal in its position. Democrat Richard Blumenthal is requesting details of the agreement. He said it raises serious questions regarding the reasons for the announced agreement in a letter to the PGA Tour's commissioner. The Permanent Subcommittee on Investigations also sent a version of the letter to LIV Golf's CEO. I'm Lisa Taylor.
The Biden administration is defending its decision to initially say news reports of a secret Chinese spy operation in Cuba were inaccurate.
"We were as forthcoming as we should have been at the time the first stories appeared."
National Security Council spokesman John Kirby told reporters on Monday the information was sensitive at the time of the news reports. He said there's a limit on what can be disclosed. Kirby just last week called the news stories revealing the operation inaccurate. Wall Street's closing higher to start the week. Stocks rallied on expectations the Federal Reserve will skip another rate increase at this week's policy meeting. I'm Ryan Daniels, USA News.
Omaha Steaks Burger Perfection Flight, made from single cuts of real aged Omaha steaks, rewrites the book on burgers. Go to omahasteaks.com. Use promo code TREAT at checkout for an extra $20 off your order, plus free shipping when you order the $79.99 Burger Perfection Flight, a fantastic array of pure ground steak on a bun burger greatness. For $20 off the Burger Perfection Flight, use promo code TREAT at checkout at omahasteaks.com and discover your new burger obsession. Minimum order may be required.